By wide margins, the main House and Senate have overridden Governor Paula Page's veto of the $6.7 billion two-year state budget brokered by leaders of the two parties in the legislature. The Senate voted 25-10 without debate, while the House voted 109-37. Mal Leary has our report.
With only hours to go before the current state budget was due to expire, lawmakers have avoided a feared partial shutdown of state government. That possibility was clearly a worry for many lawmakers, including House Republican leader Ken Fredette of Newport.
If we don't have a state budget, I think that we are faced with a state government shutdown. Now, there may or may not be an alternative. Certainly, there's not one that's been tried before. But at the end of the day, I'm going to support this budget.
But other Republicans were not convinced that failing to pass the budget negotiated by legislative leaders would automatically lead to a state shutdown. Representative Deb Sanderson is a Republican from Chelsea.
We do not have to shut state government down if we do not vote to pass this budget today. We do not have to do that. And to say that we're going to shut state government down if we don't pass this budget, that's what I hear as a false choice.
And it wasn't only Republicans who voted to sustain the veto of the governor. Some Democrats believe their leaders have given up too much to the Republicans in the budget deal. Out of frustration and anger with those leaders, they also voted with the governor. Several times, the debate got heated. Representative Gina Milano, an Auburn Democrat, is among those upset with the budget.
The Republicans got exactly what they want, and that was a redistribution of the wealth to the top of the...
The representative will defer. The chair recognizes the representative from Auburn, Representative Bickford, and inquires as to why the representative rises.
Is the representative questioning integrity of other members of the body?
The House will be in order. The chair would remind all members, as emotional as the debate is, to stick to the substance of what is in front of you, to not question the motives of other members.
Democratic House Speaker Eve says the budget is a good compromise for most Mainers who will find things to dislike and to like in its details.
First of which is a middle-class tax cut. Second is a property tax relief for every homeowner in the state. Third is putting more money into our kids' classrooms. And fourth is making sure that we are establishing workforce training programs that increase workers' wages. So we're very proud of the work that we've done.
Governor Paula Page is no fan of the budget, which he will have to deal with for the next 2 years. He told a morning rally of supporters the document was crafted in secret by the four top legislative leaders of both parties who made a travesty of his own budget priorities.
In the wee hours of the morning, the four people that had their little budget deal, they took monies out of education, took monies that we had earmarked for other priorities of the state.
The governor may not like it, but the budget is now law. It sets the basic spending priorities of state government for the next 2 years. But lawmakers expect that by the start of their second session in January, LePage will once again push for his spending priorities. And they expect there will yet be another budget battle. For MPBN News, I'm Mal Leary.